This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A long way back to the Republic. You want to be free? Make no mistake.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Let's say our ship was tied up to globalism, but the last year or two, all over the world, humanity's pulling away. Globalism is now a mile away. Soon we'll be over the horizon. Bye-bye, New World Order. The globalists are trying to suppress our development. They're failing. They want to suppress all the technology, all the new developments for themselves and their greed. Instead of just seeing humanity spread its wings. I'm here to tell you, my friends, it's harder than it looks to do this every day, but it's also a great blessing. Let's talk to Robert and then Beth. Thank you for holding so long. Robert, from North Carolina, you're on the air worldwide. What do you think of Chucky Schumer? And as he told Trump that he'd regret this. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, old boy?
I'm good, my friend.
Look here, I talked to the guy there earlier. Apparently old Schumer went on the floor of the Senate this morning and asked McConnell to hold a classified briefing on the Comey firing. And I called both of my senators as soon as I saw it. The video's on YouTube. And I called both of my senators, and I suggested that they do it out in the open so we can all see it. No more classified mess. No more behind closed doors. Marshall Dillon it. If you believe it's right, show it to us. Otherwise,
well, that's right. Comey continued to say, oh, I can talk about this as classified, but I can't talk about that. I've had that before with former employees. They use a non-disclosure agreement. They go, oh, I can't tell you there's a non-disclosure. Then they use the secrecy to act like, you know, we've got like basements full of Easter bunnies or something. And it's the same thing. There's nothing there. They've admitted there's nothing there.
You are describing what I refer to as a noun. And the definition of that noun is it's a plant growth enhancer manufactured by male bovines. Everybody in the United States, all the people here are starting to realize what these boys are up to, okay? And this is the opportunity. If Schumer believes that Trump has done something that requires this, do it out in the open. Marshall Dillon it. Don't hide it. Don't put no mask on. Don't go behind no doors. Show us what you got, boy, or shut up.
Absolutely. Look, the proof's in the pudding. Christ said, judge a tree by its fruits. $3 trillion in the stock market, $300 billion in new jobs, 500,000 new jobs every month, turning the corner economically, that turning our power supply back on, securing our borders, illegals down 43%, taking ISIS out. Trump is delivering on so many fronts. I can't believe he's gotten this much done.
Alex, But let me say this. President Trump has done a good job so far. Now, I'm one of these old boys. I disagree with myself sometimes just to have somebody to argue with.
Sure, I agree.
Let me say this. What he's done so far, pretty much most of it, I'm going to agree with and go along with. I'm tired of carving the names of young Americans into granite and marble because those idiots in Washington can't tell the difference between the good guys and the bad guys. Now, my children tell me all the time that I grew up watching too many John Wayne movies where the good guys and the bad guys were clearly defined. You understand? But I still have this thing that I'm tired of being lied to. I'm tired of carving the names of young Americans into granite and marble based upon stuff that requires me to wear boots around the house when I'm listening to it.
No, that's right. I appreciate your call. Trump is taking out the creation of Obama, ISIS, Al-Qaeda. I mean, he really is destroying them. And that's why they're so pissed off right now. I mean, he's really going in and taking them out. And in the police actions of Vietnam and Korea, we were not allowed to win because the globalists had a larger grand strategy. And Vietnam was actually covertly classified, called a war game. In fact, my dad, my family, but one of my dad's family members, he's still alive. He's down in the Billy, down in San Antonio. He's real old now. But he was in the CIA and a bunch of other stuff. And they would always wear this leather jacket that said Southeast Asia War Games, 1960 to 1975. It really started in 1960, not 64. Second place. And that's all Vietnam was a war game. And it's all just, it was a great, the whole liberal thing, the whole counterculture. It was a war against America, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with Beth and others and Mike Cernovich. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, just joining us for this segment, and I'll continue with news clips, articles, and your phone calls at the start of the next segment right through to the end of the hour. Then Mike Cernovich will host the fourth hour as we beta test and prepare to launch in the next few months a whole bunch of new shows to go on commercial radio / television, you name it, as we promise, expand the face of the enemy and continue to defeat them and change the world thanks to your support, your prayers, and the fact that you're marching right beside us. Comey, he's out. The arrogance of Comey, the arrogance of Brennan, the Wahhabist Islamicist at the CIA, saying, watch your mouth, Mr. President. You heard Cernovich weeks ago say that there's going to be leaks and that McMaster is going to be on the way out. That's now mainstream news today. So we've all got interesting, informative sources. But my intel is Comey was so erratic, so weird, wouldn't go after the Clintons for all their corruption, kept saying one thing, doing another, and was basically working for deep state, blocking all the pedophile gate investigations that Trump's expanded, blocking what the attorney general wanted to do that was constitutional, And basically, they're wanting to expand the fake Russian investigation while doing nothing about Hillary and Obama to a type of false blackmail just to keep things going, innuendo, even though they can produce nothing in these congressional hearings when they themselves have all the Russia connections. Now, I haven't talked to Mike Cernovich. I don't know what his sources are, but he's always got big breaking news. It's always turned out to be so accurate, which even CNN has to admit, okay, Cernovich has got these amazing White House sources. Yeah, because CNN's not trusted. Mike Cernovich is. InfoWars is. So, Mike, tell us what's coming up here in more detail in the fourth hour today that you'll be hosting.
Will do, Alex. But before I go, I just really want to give a shout out to your production people. I send them stuff, and they have it all preloaded. And that's only possible because of the support from the readers and listeners. I think a lot of people maybe don't realize how spectacular the operations are and how great your people are. So I just wanted to give them a shout out and a shout out, of course, to everybody who's listening who supports your operations.
I'll say this. Nico Acosta is the best producer I ever had. He's organized things so well. He's an absolute godsend. And I'm looking to him to hire the whole next team to launch this whole expansion. It's going to be amazing, my friend.
Yeah, so I'm just blown away. And, of course, that is only possible because people buy the products, and which are good for their health anyway. So it's always important because a lot of people, they don't realize the behind-the-scenes operation. And I'm blown up. Nico, like, he blows me away. I'll send him stuff, and he's like, all right, we got it. 5 seconds later, it's on the screen. And he, for example, Ricky Waddell, Politico has now confirmed a story that I broke on InfoWars, which was that McMaster was going to bring in Ricky Waddell as his deputy.
You said that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and they're calling it exclusive. Scoop. Big scoop.
No credit to you. In fact, can we pull up the article from 2 weeks ago? Just type in Cernovich, Waddell brought in without asking Trump. What was the exact headline of something like that?
Something like that, yeah. And I texted it to Nico, so I think they have it preloaded already, ready to go.
They just brought him in. Petraeus McMaster have taken over the National Security Council on massive ground war in Syria. That was back in April. McMaster's meltdown tells staff he will not deal with that high schooler. Here's another one. Eli Lake is doing great work. Confirms Mike Cernovich's original reporting again. President McMaster to meet with Trump, discuss who is running the White House. And then here it is. But I want to find the one. We had one on InfoWars. We had a video. Now, I just want to show people because Politico never gives you credit. Go ahead.
Right. So this is all information we had been developing on InfoWars with you and Paul Joseph Watts and Paul the Great, how the big picture now, personnel is policy, and Petraeus now is totally in control of the NSC. He has brought in, yeah, there you go. There's the story, May 3rd. Of course, it's exclusive now, Politico. Scoop, right? Even though this real news was brought in here at InfoWars, we're breaking news here so fast we can't keep track. We're now breaking so many stories between all of us that sometimes we forget to write about them, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, Alex and I, we talked about that one.
Exactly. I mean, I have it from multiple sources I want to ask you next, but I'm glad you went back to just prove again how accurate you are, more sources than I even have. I've been told, no, they're trying to blackmail the president with fake Russia stuff. He's done. He said, listen, you can investigate me all day, but go after Hillary, go after Obama. They're the ones in bed with Russia. They're in bed with the radical Muslims. Trump is done. I love it. He needs to go on the offense. But the point is, these are just bombshell breaking stories here. And I love how the whore media never has to admit that we're correct. Go ahead. Sorry.
Right. So the Comey thing, the reason Comey is out, they wanted him out in October because Comey has done nothing but cover up the crimes of the Clinton crime family. The IT guy, Hillary's IT guy, a story that was broken on InfoWars and other places, he went on Reddit and asked for advice on how to delete emails after he had been subpoenaed.
That's right.
Right? And then Comey says there's no intent. We couldn't prove criminal.
He's in public asking how to abscond evidence.
Yeah, and your people can probably find that one if they look up Stone Tear Reddit, or Stone Tear, however it was spelled, Reddit. We got him. Smoking gun, Hillary Clinton's IT guy, who then pled the fifth before Congress, was caught admitting to a felony obstruction of justice. Comey said, oh, but we can't prove intent. But meanwhile, some guy on a nuclear sub takes a picture because he wants to show his grandkids one day what grandpa did. That guy is in federal prison, dishonorable discharge, many, many stories like that. But when it comes to the Clinton crime family, Comey says, oh, we can't prove it. And of course, Comey was hated by the FBI. All of my FBI people told me, they go, Cernovich, we need him out of there because he's such a joke. He's not a real law enforcement officer. He's a political hack.
And let's expand. With no sources, the media today, the liberal media, oh, the FBI cried. Oh, they love Comey. So where is this going now?
Well, there's been a couple big developments. One is that Petraeus had personally told McMaster that he's not allowed to leave the NSC, and that was why Waddell finally got approved. So Petraeus is actually in charge of the NSC, not McMaster. And if you look at some of the ties that Petraeus has with our good friend George, you will see who's really pulling the strings now of McMaster and Petraeus. So McMaster was going to be on his way out. Trump was going to give him his four-star, pen him his four-star, and he was making the vice chief of staff of the Army, or they were going to have him replace the current commander in Afghanistan. But Petraeus, Petraeus wants to keep him in there.
Wow, that's just crazy. They were asking me what I wanted for lunch over, you know, I'm like, I want this Puerto Rico place. I guess that went out over air. Kind of multitasking here behind the scenes, teleprompter free. You know, Mike, looking at this, I'm not somebody that wants a violent revolution. The globalists are calling for it. They're pushing it. It's out of control. Trump needs to go after the globalist traitors. They're the people that have hijacked the country for corporations. They're the real threat, not the Russians. The Chinese are a major threat. I'm not in bed with the Russians. I just don't see them involved in our internal politics like the communist Chinese. They have been involved with Hillary, though. What do you think Trump needs to do? And from your sources, what is the word of where Trump may be going? Because I think he needs to go total offense. Because they're clearly going to try to overthrow him if he doesn't.
Yeah, I'm hearing that they're going to reopen the investigation into Hillary Clinton and the obstruction of justice of her IT guy, who never should have got a pass. Uma and Anthony Weiner, of course, have pedophile connections, and Weiner himself had child pornography on his phone and disseminated child pornography. So Weiner was going to get a pass too. Anthony Weiner did. Uma, who, of course, covered all this up. So I'm hearing now that the field agents were furious at Comey because they weren't able to investigate these criminals. That was why the FBI, they're celebrating. The real agents, the real law enforcement people, they let, you know, the FBI people, they play it so straight that it's hard to even crack a joke with them. Like, well, what do you mean? We don't joke around with the FBI. And the real top professional people are as nonpartisan as it comes. And they hated Comey and how he was playing favorites.
Well, let's take Andrew McCabe, who is the acting director right now. His wife ran for Democrat Senate involved, and we need to get rid of him, too.
Yeah, McCabe is next because McCabe actually has an inspector general investigation against him for conflicts of interest because his wife had raised $650,000. This is deep state. This is why it's hard not to lose your mind. You just have to laugh a lot. McCabe's wife raised, I believe, $650,000 for Hillary Clinton. And yet McCabe was the person who was investigating the email. And then there's another guy, David Loftman. This is a story I broke, too. I'll get this to Nico or they can go to my Medium page. So David Loftman, who's counter-espionage, chief of counterintelligence at the FBI, he was also a Hillary Clinton donor, or he was an Obama donor, rather, and he was also supposed to investigate the Hillary Clinton email thing. That is how corrupt deep state.
Yeah, how do you have political – let me ask you this. How many globalist Democrats have infested the FBI? I mean, how bad is it?
At the highest level – they're in complete and total control. The field agents are still the good guys. They're the people who they really believe in America. They're the people who leak us information because the FBI used to be very tight-lipped, but they were tired of watching these deep state globalist agents destroy the integrity and reputation of the FBI and the prestige, as Trump noted, of the FBI. And they've been, of course, leaking us a lot of information, which they don't do. Right. So David Loftman was an Obama donor. That is how infest the deep state is. So the head of counterintelligence, he has all classified information passed by his desk, right? He is the one who would not allow an investigation that the FBI leaks. That's another story the fake news media isn't reported. Comey and Loftman conspired to prevent anybody from investigating who was making these leaks. Well, that's because it was Loftman. He was the one.
That's right. So these are the people blocking the course of justice when it's so obvious and so absolutely blaring that the Clintons and Obamas committed all these crimes. And so thank God, I think this signifies, skip this break, I have to do it. I think this signifies that Trump is getting ready to actually serve justice on them after 111 days of them waging war against him with lies. He hasn't wanted to go on the offense, but now to get our agenda through to save the republic, I think Trump needs to go big guns on them politically, and I think it's time that the American people want heads to roll. I think it's time to lock their asses up.
Well, the way I've said it is, Trump better do it or the people are going to do it. That's where we're at now. We're tired of watching innocent people, nobody, some Navy, some private first class, some ensign, some low-level person in the Navy lose his life because he's 19 years old and takes a picture. You think about it, some 19-year-old kid takes a picture because one day he's going to be a grandpa and they're going to say, "Granddad, what'd you do in the Navy?" And he's going to say, "I was on a nuclear submarine." He never even shared that with anybody. That guy rots in federal prison, loses his GI Bill, loses his VA benefits. His whole life is destroyed, convicted felon, can't vote.
And then Hillary has 30,000 secret emails she's selling to foreign governments. It's okay.
Right. Taking money from the Saudis. A Judicial Watch. I forgot to tell you this one. I don't know if you guys covered it already. They discovered emails.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-379-4442. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
First, it was Bill O'Reilly. Is Hannity next? The big media are at war with President Trump and his allies. David Horowitz reveals the truth in his new book, Big Agenda. Big Agenda exposes Obama's secret plan to stop Trump. Ann Coulter says, arm yourself with Big Agenda. Rush says, you must read it. Get Big Agenda, a number one Amazon bestseller, or check out the free offer to save almost $30. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Which is what most people don't understand is we keep pushing and pushing. And then, of course, the info warriors who are listening in, they share the links. They get those emergency broadcasts out. It becomes such a big conversation. Remember that the fake news media would not cover WikiLeaks until Paul Joseph Watson, you, me, Jack Posobiec, Brittany Pettibone, who's great. She's been on your show. We were out there and we talked about it all weekend and the story got so big that the fake news media couldn't.
Just like Hillary's collapse. They wouldn't report it for 2 days. Then they would not show when she actually fell down. They said we were fake news, but everybody 20 million times saw it on YouTube. So then it blew up in their face again. Imagine the arrogance of CNN, MSNBC. When there is video of her falling on her face, they go, oh, Alex Jones and others are lying, and Paul Watson and Cernovich, she didn't fall down, fake news. And they don't show her falling down. Don't they know everyone went and saw the full clip and know what liars they are?
They're losing touch with reality. But the way I look at it is the mantra is we are now too big to ignore. You can't ignore us. You can trash us. You can bash us, call us conspiracy theories. It doesn't even matter. And the reason we're too big to ignore because everybody listening here is supporting the effort in their own way.
By the way, you mentioned this. I don't want to brag about us, but our listeners need to know that we're having a big effect. They're the reason it's happening, literally. They are the power. They're the oxygen in this whole universe. They're the intel. They're the people that resist. They're the ones that see through the propaganda. They're the strong that weren't susceptible. I mean, they're the heroes here. It's not us. It's them. It's all of us together. They need to understand that you told me this months ago, and I already knew this. But we should talk about this more. When I'm actually around Huffington Post people, all these other folks are like, we really love what you're doing, actually. We appreciate the orders to do this. We wish we were free like you. Hey, can we have a job? And so they get all these hacks. They pay them almost nothing. They, even their own people, are all listening. And it's crazy that they're all listening. They have to pretend like they're not. And they even admit to me, we kind of write these half-assed things for our editors, but really we're just sending people to you. And you can see the articles where they're actually like, their old, twisted globalist editors don't even get the fact that it's like Fight Club. They have no idea what they're in the middle of, Mike.
Yeah, and that's the thing everybody listening, they got to understand is if it weren't for people listening, you and I, we would have a diary. That is all we would be. We would have a diary, a video diary, and a little diary like a little kid. But because the people amplify the message and get it out there.
They're the power.
Yeah. So much so that a lot of these people who write hate articles about us, they secretly like us, but that's their job. They have to do it. And I don't begrudge them that. That's the game. The game is, you know, everybody has to make a living and what are you going to do? But the point is that the people now who are listening, they have to know how much they matter because without them, we would have a diary. We would be nobody. We would not matter at all. So everybody listening in, you have to remember, don't ever let anybody tell you that you're nobody, that you don't matter, that you're just one person. That's nonsense.
That's meant to make you feel weak. It's like Drudge always said, a blogger is just as important as the New York Times. Well, in fact, I'll go further. The New York Times is so discredited, a blogger is more important. A video they shoot, an article they write, whether it's about coffee or flowers or their school or art they like or movies they like. What we originally believe is prima facie. It's not corporate tells us this is our vision and we go with that. It's about us being individuals. Game over for the collectivist.
Right. I tell that to everybody is people go, what can I do? I'm just a, and I go, well, eliminate that from your vocabulary. You're just a whatever. You're a human being. You're one of God's creatures. Embrace the gifts. I want everybody on YouTube. If you are into knitting, I want you to have a YouTube video about knitting, but you talk about the truth while you're knitting. As you're knitting, you're red pilling people.
Or while you're playing video games or while you're gardening, just speak it, you know? All right, Mike, in 30 minutes, you're on Infowars.com/show. Thank you, my friend.
Right, thank you.
You bet. All right, I promise I'm going to Beth, who gets a free T-shirt or whatever she wants for holding for over an hour. And then we're going to go to Carlo, same thing. Anybody holds over an hour, they get a free T-shirt or whatever they want, you know, from the site. And Randy and Michael and Jeff, we want to bam, bam, bam to your calls. We come back from break. Briefly, we fund ourselves with you buying products. You get great products. You fund our operation. You can't lose. High quality, non-GMO, non-fluoride, colloidal silver, tea tree oil, iodine, toothpaste, super blue. It's back in stock. The children's is back in stock without the peppermint. It's a little bit strong and concentrated. We have the bubblegum flavor, natural flavor there. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And if you build it, freedom will come. You build it. I'm building it. You're building it. It's not just I'm building it. You come. You build it. When you get a T-shirt or you get a water filter, you get some non-GMO heirloom seeds, or you get a shortwave radio, or you get a Vortex, great scope at a very low price, best scopes out there for the price. It's all there. Infowarsstore.com, and search around the site. See what's there. And then you're funding us, getting a great product at a very affordable price. The Vortex Venom Red Dot is an amazing system. It's all there for your M4, you name it. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or InfoWarsStore.com is, again, the big main site. Subsite InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. It's one of our main funders as well. And, you know, every door closes, more open. We're under massive attack, and we've never been stronger. And I owe it all to God and your prayers. So most importantly, please pray for us. Your calls are 3 minutes away. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
you.
Anyone
who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the list that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Fortune favors the bold. It's Alex Jones.
When I was young, I was the nicest guy I knew. I thought I was the chosen one. But time went by and I found out a thing or two. My shine wore off as time wore on.
Here's a new article by Kit Daniels on InfoWars.com. Then we're going right to your calls. Deep State pushes coup against Trump over Comey firing. Foreign policy once again promotes COG rhetoric. And that is the Deep State openly trying to remove Trump. Is America a failing state? Asked Politico. Foreign policy, David Rothkopf. Rothkopf, former head of the Kissinger Group. Ultimately, and the sooner the better, it will require our system and its people to reject Trump and those surrounding him who have already done such a disgrace to the offices they hold to undermine America's standing in the world. You mean selling America out for globalism? They are openly calling for the overthrow of our president, who's clearly trying to turn our economy back on and standing up for our country. It's crazy. All right, Beth, you have been a real trooper holding so long. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You know, I called last week and you sent me a few shirts because my sister and I are doing Operation Trigger. And I just want to say thank you for those shirts. They've been amazing. I got the Hillary Joker shirt. I can't tell you, even Hillary supporters are laughing at the shirt saying, yeah, that really wasn't her best moment. So, you know, I want to thank you for those shirts.
Thank you.
The reason that I called was because, you know, I've done a little bit of research into trying to figure out why America has become so cronyized, why our government has become crony. We all know, you know, Marxism tells them, you know, you have to force it into cronyism in order to collapse the government. But I truly believe that the reason we have been cronyized is based off the fact that our government owns the majority of the patents that are in the United States. And the fact that people can't come from outside of the United States with processes that they're trying to get patented because the government owns something that could be associated with their idea, with their process, or with their product. And so it's going to be really difficult for Trump to get these companies that have not sold out to the CIA, have not sold out to numerous agencies within the government, because they can't bring those patents that they need over to America in order to start those plants. So I'm with you. Trump needs to go on the offense. That's the most important thing right now. And he's already got them, you know, crippled at this point. And if he went in there and he started looking at the whole patent process and he started bringing in the small businesses and changing the process, changing the cost.
Well, he's actually hinted at that, releasing the secret technologies, the life extension, the secrets of the universe. They talked about in his inaugural address that would happen. Great, great points, Beth. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Carlos in Canada. You're on the air, Carlos.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Just wanted to mention, I did a little analysis on the replacement of the director of the FBI yesterday, in the sense that I was more concerned with the procedure, that President Trump would not be able to be criticized as being arbitrary, as being dictatorial or irresponsible. And look at the clarity. We've had the letters written by the Attorney General about the director, with references to consultations with experts and with people that were in positions before. Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, presented his findings and conclusions of his own and others with evidence, and that was passed on to the Attorney General, who in a brief comment made, said, we must restore the reputation of the FBI, which is in tatters and maybe not irredeemable. And with that, he then instructs the president, his opinion, that he should have the director, FBI director, removed. And on the basis of that, the president restores confidence to the process so that in future we may see how individuals in government are removed. This is clarity. This is a level of disclosure which is salutary. And I think it's...
That's right. Normally when people get fired, they don't do any of this. They just fire them. Here's Trump laying it all out, that this guy's absolutely out of control, and that's the end of him.
That's right. But if you compare it to FBI Director Edgar Hoover and President Kennedy, for instance, those were different days. I mean, today the information gathering is in the hands of people like, other than the the director of the FBI. So you have Brennan making all sorts of threats to the president, thinking that because they have access to this information, they're now the new Edgar Hoovers. And so it shows you that President Trump is responsible. It restores confidence in the dismissal process. It's not arbitrary. And I don't really think they will go very far on trying to accuse him of being arbitrary.
I mean, the Democrats are all saying he should be removed from office or impeached right now, but they were calling for Comey to be removed just a week ago. So I don't see how Hillary then says, oh, it's horrible this happened, when a week ago she was blaming Comey for her loss.
It will not go very far. May I make another point, Alex?
Sure, but whatever.
Thank you very much. Well, it concerns you. You're a good leader, obviously. You're a noble person. And when people like Steve Colbert Bill Maher attack you, you have, they know very well that you know, when they skunk you, that you're going to defend yourself by saying, I'm not this and I'm not that and whatever. But you don't go on the attack. You don't double down on them and attack them. And it's really a very sad thing, because these individuals in their own careers, they need to understand that they are role models for others. And they don't understand, and they're irresponsible and stupid. Because let me tell you, if President Trump walked into Bill Maher's studio and gave him a John Wayne knuckle sandwich for saying things about himself and his daughter, he would be able to pardon himself as president. So Bill Maher is pretty stupid. Not only that, Stephen Colbert, when he says he's a holster, Colbert speaks for himself more than anything else, because he would do that for anybody in his profession in Hollywood. You know, we've all heard stories of people, you know, addressing their powers above them. And many of these movie stars and people like that who make these statements to the public, they are role models, but they are abused because they are really the white slaves of the Hollywood moguls who tell them, do this or you'll never work here again.
It's horrible. Hollywood is so controlled. Most people are libertarians in Hollywood. Only Kurt Russell would speak out about it. They're not liberals. They're not conservatives. They just love America, and they don't want to be told what to do anymore. They don't want to play roles that put the country down. And I just wish that the Bruce Willises and the Kurt Russells would say more and do more. Because it's funny, like anybody I ever liked in Hollywood, like the big Hollywood producer and director and the biggest Hollywood star of all time, it was Rowdy Yates way back in the time of Rawhide, and then just right through all the other films, Clint Eastwood, he's a patriot. He's a good guy. He cares. He was in the Korean War, survived a big plane crash coming back over the Pacific Ocean. There hadn't been a movie made about that, out there for 2 days with sharks trying to eat him. Just a really interesting fella. He's a good guy. So it's like, whoever we resonate with, we see the reality behind even the act of the real person. And then all the other people are just a bunch of followers. It's very, very sad. I appreciate your call. God bless you, Carlos. Since you mentioned, and then I'll go to Tracy and Mitchell and Jeff and Dean, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Let me just cover this, not because it's about me, but because it illustrates the deception of the media. Media Matters, funded by George Soros, David Brock, attacked me for something I did, I guess, on Monday. Alex Jones mocks Jimmy Kimmel over his son's heart defect. Now, I didn't mock him. And you even read what I said. And I just went on to say that heart defects are up because of the vaccines, the chemicals. If you have a cesarean, they don't tell you that a lot of times that the baby's early, that the heart doesn't start pumping blood until the baby's out of the body, out of the mother, and that has heart murmurs and problems at first, that generally children grow out of it. A lot of hospitals will say have heart surgery on your preemie, not telling you the heart's going to grow into the blood, grow into the flow. And I got 4 children. I know about this. And so I said, oh, he just says, you know, we need to have socialist health care because, you know, kids need to be covered. And we got some of the best health care in the world. And under Obamacare, it actually destroys all that. And Venezuela has horrible health care. I was saying, look at how Jimmy Kimmel uses his child's heart defect to then tell us we should accept Obamacare. That's a giant screw job. It wasn't about his child. It wasn't me putting down his child having a heart defect. Why in the world would I say something like that? But you read what I said or you watch the video. I didn't mock him. But they have that headline that I would mock a baby's heart defect. When I personally have dealt with that, it makes me want to throw up. But that's who these sick freaks are. Oh, look at Jimmy Kimmel. He has a child heart defect. It isn't that they had the child earlier, had a cesarean. They won't even tell them that. Tell them that, see, the medical system. That the cause of heart problems, obviously, and I go on in the whole analysis, wasn't mocking him. I was using this case to say, let's not just feel bad for his child, who we hope gets better. Let's actually sit there and look at what's really going on. It's like, oh, give money to breast cancer research. Find a cure. Why not find out why, depending on the type of breast cancer, they're up 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 10,000, 12,000%. There's a bunch of different breast cancers. They're all just skyrocketing. Brazil didn't have any breast cancer to speak of until 20 years ago. Glyphosate started getting used. It's as high as the United States. I mean, Roundup doesn't just kill weeds, folks. It grows breast cancer. That's an admitted fact. They call it estrogen-based cancers. So I don't want people like my grandmother who had one breast removed and then for 6 years refused to have surgery on her other breast, and she pretty much died of cancer, wouldn't see the doctor anymore. That's her business at 92 years old a few months ago. Big Christian, wouldn't commit suicide. I admire her for that, but I probably would have. Sitting there with cancer for 6 years, all over her body, just said, I'm done. Because it was so unfun to have one of her breasts removed. 87 or whatever it was, 86. And then they just turn it into, I don't care about people with cancer. I don't care about Jimmy Kimmel's kid. Well, what the hell are you talking about? I care about kids. So I don't want to abort them all. While you shoot your mouths off, let's just kill the babies, get the highways rolling, kill more people, kill old people. I'm Bill Maher. I'm a selfish dirtbag. I mean, I've been told by people that know Jimmy Kimmel, like I care. He talks about me all the time. I don't even be recognized by some Hollywood guy that Kimmel is a listener to the show, Back to the Man Show. Thinks we're funny. Likes a lot of it. And he does his little jokes about, oh, Alex, you had to talk about the pickles and all that. I talked about him using his child's problem to push Obamacare that cuts the quality of care. And then I said, why don't you actually find out why the kids are having record heart defects? Because the heart's an amazing engine. You can have a little bit of brain deformity. Maybe you're just a little bit weird. Maybe you're wacky. Maybe you're even smarter because of it. That's a computer. That heart is an incredible engine that works for like 100 years. And if there's any problems in it, you got big problems. And so they transmute the truth into a lie. And you read what I said. Oh, look at Jimmy Kimmel. His child has heart defects. It isn't that they had the child earlier, had a cesarean. They won't even tell them that. I'm at the hospital. That causes heart problems, obviously. No, no, no. We're not going to tell you it's all the vaccines you took or the chemicals you ingested. We're not going to discuss the vaccines they just gave your child. Yeah, that's what's really killing the kids and making them have brain disorders and heart attacks. Let's just say, give us free health care or our babies will die. Don't our babies deserve it when you have state-run health care, you have medical tyranny, when you have everyone bound under one system, they can tax you and control you and do whatever they want. Once there's no competition and choice, but it doesn't matter for the pseudo-intellectuals of Jimmy Kimmel. That's the ones that write the stuff for him. See, the pseudo-intellectuals of Jimmy Kimmel, he's just a breeder. He can just get up there and say, we need national health care for my baby. It's for the children. It sounds so much easier. Where'd I mock Jimmy Kimmel? You think I'm going to mock a baby with a heart defect? But see, they're the ones that mock all this. Most of the writers for Jimmy Kimmel don't have kids. Most of them are drug addicts. They're hired because they're mentally ill. and they're hired because they'll do whatever they're told. They have nothing. They have no soul. And then they need to tell the world, I have no soul. Because they fear people that do have a soul and a connection to God. That's just an example of their deception. We're going to go to break, come back, and go to Jeff and Michael first. Is that Michelle? I can't read it so far away. But hopefully this attack on the corrupt government, the removal of Comey, the arrogant deep state, the arrogant bureaucracy is a very, very positive move. I hope to see more of this from Trump because we're already in a war, like Patrick Henry said. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. The war has already begun. Why do we sit here idle? We didn't ask for this fight, but you know, you might be a little scared before a fight starts. But once the fist starts swinging, and once somebody connects with your head, you know, that feeling, then it's fun, isn't it? And we're dealing with a bunch of cowards that play in a man's world and pretend like they've got the power. But as long as we realize that this world's only a test and what we do measures ourselves in God's eyes, then nothing else matters. Who cares about being ridiculed by the globalists? Who cares about their system attacking us? That's the badge of honor. We'll be back with your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Spread that link.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 1 dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 1 dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 1616.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Has even tried it on the wine spread, much too long to rebel.
The Babylon system is the vampire, sucking the children's blood. We should organize ourselves by race is a liar. Because we are the human race. And it was the Christians that began to end slavery and empower women. And they know we have the guilt on our conscience that we wanted to stop it. So the people that are still for it tell us, look what you've done. And they know we'll get in line because we want to be good. That's why they say the devil's the accuser. And we have great sins in the West, but our sins are way less than those of many other groups. And it's time to throw off the guilt, know we're forgiven, and move forward to empower humanity. Because you hear all this garbage by the media. It's meant to make us all fight with each other. I don't care if you're white, Hispanic, black. Most people are mixed. It doesn't even matter. I'm a little bit Native American. What does it even matter? The point is, we want a future for ourselves and our children. Not a future based on screwing each other over. The resources are unlimited. The globalists are seeking to shut down resources because they want a consolidated control arm. They're selfish. A sociopath thinks you're a wimp if you care about people. They're cripples. Psychopaths and sociopaths are cripples. Having feelings. Caring. Opens you up to the whole universe. These stupid devil worshippers think they are the only ones that have a corner on evil, as if good people don't. Have the whole history of that. And don't have access to all of it. You fools. You people that seek after evil have no idea that if you were a good person, you'd have all that knowledge and more, but would have the transcendence above it. And I think about the horrible things being done to the innocents all over this planet. And the selfish people that believe they're going to transcend if they greedily steal the human destiny for themselves. It's ridiculous. As if you would ever transcend this world when you did it on the backs of other people. It will never happen. But they distort that and say that good people should then roll over to evil because we're not going to be dominant and we're not going to be aggressive. That's all a lie. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, but God acts through us for vengeance. Make no mistake. We are the instruments of evil's destruction. But it's not in some arrogant spirit that we're the instruments to be thrown against the enemy. We understand that we are defiled and fallen. And only in the great animating contest of liberty are we then purified through the fire. And those that seek to hide from the fire, those that seek to not have the challenge, those that seek not to enter that, are the true cowards of the world. And they seek temporal power. Temporal power in this body, on this planet. And it's all a fool's errand. I'm going to go to break, take a few calls. And I promise I'm going to your phone calls. And then we've got Mike Cernovich coming up at 8 after. Straight ahead, Infowars.com/show. The enemy has its full pathetic weight leaning up against us, trying to destroy the idea of human empowerment. But that's only the gravity that builds our muscles. If we take victory in our hands, it's ours by birth. We'll be back with the fourth hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.